Good morning. Thank you, everyone. I'm Pam Pantonis. I'm the state epidemiologist in the state of Indiana. And as most of you probably know, we in Indiana, where are the arrows? In Indiana, we experienced in 2015 a really unprecedented outbreak of HIV and hepatitis C co-infection among residents of a community in southeastern rural Indiana, particularly the town of Austin, which has a population of about 4,200 people. As of the date that I assembled these slides last week, we had 197 confirmed cases of HIV, about 93% of whom were co-infected with hepatitis C. The scope of this response really was an all-hands-on-deck response that incorporated resources and coordination from federal, state, and local levels that really had to be organized and managed and took a considerable amount of time, several months. And you can see here the scope of the different levels, different pieces of the response that were started, evolved, and then some of which are still remain today as we segue into more of the recovery effort. I will talk more in detail about the response efforts during Wednesday morning's plenary if you'd like to attend and hear more detail on those. Interestingly, CDC published a report late last year looking at the top 100 and top 200 counties nationwide that were deemed to be at highest risk for the potential of this type of outbreak to occur. Indiana has several other counties, and many states have counties as well that ranked a higher score in this risk assessment per their algorithms. So I encourage you to look at that report if you haven't already. I'd like to share with you some of the lessons that we learned in this outbreak, and again, I'll go through some of the highlights with more detail on Wednesday. But one of the things that we learned very quickly was that rural settings differ significantly from urban ones. This was really an issue of health equity and social determinants of health that manifested itself as an HIV hepatitis C outbreak. You may have seen Tom Frieden's pyramid depicting the social determinants of health. We typically work at the apex of that pyramid, looking at outbreaks and interventions, which are hard to do when the foundations of that pyramid are missing or have significant gaps. within the community, we learned quickly that there was very limited knowledge of disease risk and transmission for both HIV and hepatitis C even today. There were some very significant misconceptions about transmission that required a significant amount of education. A lack of resources in these rural areas. There simply aren't the infectious disease and treatment resources, much less the mental health care resources, the addiction treatment services that really need to be in place, because at the heart of this outbreak is a substance abuse issue. And to get to the root of it, that those services really need to be in place. That reduced access had posed significant challenges for us in the response and now subsequent recovery efforts. Another large lesson is to know your risk factors. The outbreak potential for HIV is very high in communities where hepatitis C prevalence is high. It's a marker of unsafe injection drug use and certainly can be a harbinger for that. Review the CDC vulnerability assessment data that we talked about to start becoming familiar with local data in counties and communities so that those increases can be easily identified. Encourage healthcare providers to promptly report cases and then look for clusters of HIV and hepatitis C in those communities. Also prepare in advance. This was a huge lesson that we learned, and probably one of the best things that I can advise is to identify those community partners and leaders that can provide assistance, services, and potential response. Determine who can provide treatment and testing, especially in high-risk venues such as jails and addiction treatment centers. Consider PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, for high-risk negative individuals, and certainly increase the awareness and availability and who provides the addiction recovery services and medically assisted therapies. It is imperative to get input from stakeholders, including hospitals, healthcare providers, law enforcement, and community leaders, to develop a comprehensive response that can include syringe exchange programs. Be ready to escalate your efforts if an outbreak is detected. We activated incident command at the beginning when we knew that this was unfolding, which really helped us to coordinate our efforts. Identify your mission, your goals, and your indicators of success. How do you know when you can progress to the next stage? Disease intervention specialists are critical for the contact tracing and case investigation efforts. Know where you can get surge capacity for DIS. We pulled from CDC, other states, as well as our own. Communication is critical, as it is in any response. Involve local agencies from the very beginning, especially your local health departments, your community partners, and your community leaders. Monitor your resources carefully and plan your de-escalation and long-term sustainability at the beginning of your response. So just some conclusions that we learned is that we certainly had an expanding epidemic of injection drug use, not just in Indiana, but has been reflected nationwide. And in that epidemic has appeared a new and expanding group of residents who are highly vulnerable to HIV and hepatitis C co-infection, particularly in rural areas. Effective prevention and mitigation requires a robust combination of physical and mental health care services, along with the wraparound services, such as providing insurance enrollment, driver's licenses, ID cards, care coordination, testing, vaccinations that may be required. And certainly, looking to delve deeper into that pyramid of social determinants of health and health equity can help drive the recovery efforts. We have a lot of people to recognize and to thank. As I mentioned, this was a federal, state, and local response, and certainly thank you for your participation today.